Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Can you imagine what it would be like to sing opera and be famous all over the world? When Denise Graves was a kid in Washington, D.C., she never dreamed that's what she would do when she grew up.
I come from a family of music lovers and singers, and I, oddly enough, was the shyest member of my family, and I was always the one who was grasping onto my mother's skirt, you know. But I loved music. I loved the freedom in that.
Denise came from a very strict religious household. The only kind of music they sang or listened to was gospel. In school, her music teacher noticed how well she sang and suggested that she audition for the Duke Ellington High School of the Performing Arts. That's when Denise discovered a whole new musical world.
For the first time in my life, I heard classical music, I heard symphonic works, I heard operatic arias, even jazz and folk music. And I was mesmerized. It spoke to me, and I thought, I found what I'm supposed to do in my life.
Denise had never seen an opera until she was 15 and went on a school field trip.
And we got to hear real live opera singers in a real live opera with these characters, with these costumes. And some of them chatted with us afterwards, and I just was there with my mouth wide open at this other world.
But Denise never dreamed that she could be an opera singer until...
My girlfriend found a recording of Leontine Price singing Puccini arias. And she came to me one day and said, Denise, you have got to come with me to the music library. I just heard this woman sing, and you won't believe this sound. And we went to the library, and we listened to that recording until they kicked us out of there. And here was this woman, this African-American woman who looked like us, and she was singing this strange thing called opera. And we were in love, and we thought if she could do it, we could do it. And we shook that day that this is what we're going to do.
Denise took voice lessons, worked hard, and continued to listen to recordings.
My voice teacher was teaching me what the meaning of legato singing was. What is connecting one note to the next? And he said, Denise, I want you to take this recording home and notice how she connects one note to the next. And I really think that did it. I mean, I listened to that recording until everybody in the house was screaming, give us a break! I mean, night and day, and I fell in love hopelessly.
One of the things that makes learning to sing so hard is that you can't pick up or touch your instrument the way you can if you play something like violin or piano. When she first started learning how her instrument worked, Denise couldn't imagine how anyone could sing so loud without a microphone. But finally...
I felt powerful when I was able to make a big sound come out of my body that was supported by my body, that was created by my body. I thought, how cool is that?
Now, Denise Graves can't imagine being anything but an opera singer. She loves learning new music and playing new opera characters.
When I walk into a theater as Denise and I leave out as Carmen, getting to be these different personalities, that's really fun. When you see yourself transform, and I feel different, I do. When they put the costumes on you and they put the wigs on you and they change the look of your face, and I don't feel like myself. I think, my goodness, who's this? I remember the first couple times that I was doing Carmen, you know, after it got out of my fake eyelashes and my wig and my costumes, and I stood in the mirror and I thought, gee, that other girl was much more fun than I liked her better.
Just like when she was in high school, Denise Graves still listens to all kinds of music.
In my CD player at home, there's definitely classical music, there's definitely opera, there's symphonic works, but there's also blues, there's jazz. You know, I still listen to gospel music. I love some of the pop divas that are out there these days. The beat of the music gives me energy when I'm on the treadmill and that sort of thing. And then other times I listen to Verdi.
The Triumphal March from Giuseppe Verdi's opera Aida, one of the operas that Denise Graves loves to sing. The Triumphal March is one of those pieces that has become famous all by itself, even outside of the opera Aida. Next week on Classics for Kids, music that's so well known without the opera it was written for that people have almost forgotten it came from an opera. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.